Governor Herbert says Utahns aren't always aware of the simple ways we can help clean up the air, but gave these three tips while declaring May Clean Air Month. One could update older fuel storage containers, use paints with low amounts of volatile organic compounds, and replace gas-powered yard equipment with cleaner alternatives.
We all individually have opportunities to do simple things which will help reduce the pollutants in the air too, and our volatile organic component parts that come out of just everyday living. But we're just probably not aware of them.
While the Utah Division of Air Quality says that putting these tips into practice could reduce summer air pollutants by 1%, the latest estimates show that Salt Lake area counties still need to reduce wintertime pollution levels by 10% if the state is going to meet federal clean air standards. But Bryce Bird, the director of Utah's Division of Air Quality, echoed Governor Herbert's comments. He says they're doing everything they can to find a solution, but in the end, it's up to individuals.
Really, there are a number of strategies that we're still testing through the models right now. But clearly, the things we need to focus on are driving less, driving smarter, making sure we're using the transportation system as best we can, and then reducing those smaller individual emissions.
The Environmental Protection Agency has given Utah until the end of this year to put measures in place to improve Utah's air quality. If they do not reach the levels set by the EPA by 2019, the state could lose millions of dollars in federal highway funding. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.